Well, good morning. It is the last day of April, April 30th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. After today, there will be one more month down in 2024, and so you will have been reading the Bible for four whole months. Praise God. But let's get to it. Let's get into the Word. We're going to be reading on this last day of April. Continuing to read through 2 Samuel chapter 19 through chapter 20, verse 26. We're then going to pick up in Psalm 7, and then back to 2 Samuel chapter 21. We're going to read verses 1 to 22, and then a corresponding text in 1 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 4 to 8. Just as a way of reminder, and as you guys all know, we are reading through the Bible chronologically, and so that's the reason why we are jumping all around in the text of Scripture, is the order in which the events happen historically, and so that's why we are reading it the way that we are. So let's get into it today. I had to clean my gold mug today, so I'm drinking from my Gospelicious radio mug, which is... In case you all don't know, I usually don't promote the podcast too much, but it's a podcast that one of our elders, Adam Miner, and I do every week. And I encourage you guys to go over to our Facebook page, Gospelicious Radio, and check us out on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel there. We talk a lot about the Bible. We talk a lot about things happening in the theological world at this time and in the church and lot of application, and so it's if you're looking for a good podcast to listen to and you haven't had enough of me each and every day, go over there and check us out. We're also on Instagram and a lot of other places, but that said, April 30th, we're going to start with 2 Samuel 19. We're going to be reading about David's kindness to Barzillai. And Barzillai, the Gileadite, came down from Rogalim and went across the Jordan with the king to escort him across the Jordan. Now, Barzillai was a very aged man, 80 years old, and he had provided the king with supplies while he stayed at Mahanaim, for he was a very rich man. And the king said to Barzillai, "Come across with me, and I will provide for you while you are with me in Jerusalem." But Barzillai said to the king, "How long have I to live that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am today 80 years old. Can I discern between the good and the bad? Can your servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any longer the voice of singing men and singing women? Why then should your servant be a further burden to my lord the king? Your servant will go away, will go a little way across the Jordan with the king, and why should the king repay me with such a reward? Please, let your servant turn back again, that I may die in my own city, near the grave of my father and my mother. But here is your servant Shimham. Let him cross over with my lord the king, and do for him what seems good to you." And the king answered, "Shimham shall cross over with me, and I will do for him what seems good to you. Now whatever you request of me, I will do for you." Then all the people went over the Jordan, and when the king had crossed over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned to his own place. Now the king went to Gilgal, and Shimham went on with him, and all the people of Judah escorted the king, and also half the people of Israel. An argument over the king, 2 Samuel 19:41 to 43. Just then, all the men of Israel came to the king and said to the king, "Why have our brethren, the men of Judah, stolen you away and brought the king, his household, and all David's men with him across the Jordan?" And so all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, "Because the king is a close relative of ours. Why then are you angry over this matter? Have we eaten at the king's expense, or has he given us any gift?" And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, "We have 10 shares in the king, and therefore we also have more right to David than you. Why then do you despise us? We were not the first to advise bringing back our king." And yet the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel. And then the revolt of Sheba, 2 Samuel 20, verses 1 to 26. And there happened to be there a rebel whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, the Benjamite. and he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no share in David, nor do we have an inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, O Israel." And so every man of Israel deserted David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah from the Jordan as far as Jerusalem remained loyal to their king. Now, David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in seclusion that supported them, but did not go into them. And so they were shut up to the day of their death, living in widowhood. And the king said to Amasa, "Assemble the men of Judah for me within 3 days, and be present here yourselves." And so Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he delayed longer than the set time which David had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, "Now Sheba, the son of Bichri, will do us more harm than Absalom. Take your Lord's servant and pursue him, lest he find for himself fortified cities and escape us." And so Joab's men, with the Cherethites, the Pelethites, and the mighty men, went out after him. And they went out of Jerusalem to pursue Sheba, the son of Bichri. When they were at the large stone which is in Gibeon, Amasa came before him. And now Joab, dressed in battle armor, on it was a belt with a sword fastened in a sheath at his hip. And as he was going forward, it fell out. And then Joab said to Amasa, "Are you in good health, my brother?" And Joab took Amasa by the beard with his right hand to kiss him. But Amasa did not notice the sword that was in Joab's hand, and he struck him with it in the stomach, and his entrails poured out on the ground, and he did not strike him again, and thus he died. And then Joab and Abishai, his brother, pursued Sheba, the son of Bichri. Meanwhile, while one of Joab's men stood near Amasa, and said, "Whoever favors Joab, and whoever is for David, follow Joab." But Amasa wallowed in his blood in the middle of the highway. And when the men saw that all the people stood still, he moved Amasa from the highway to the field and threw a garment over him. And when he saw that everyone who came upon him halted, and when he was removed from the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue Sheba, the son of Bichri. And he went through all the tribes of Israel to Abel and Beth Makkah, and all the Verites, and so they were gathered together, and also went after Sheba. Then they came and besieged him in Abel and Beth Makkah, and they cast up a siege mound against the city, and it stood by the rampart, and all the people who were with Joab battled the wall to throw it down. Then a wise woman cried out from the city, "Hear, hear! Please say to Joab, come nearby, that I might speak with you." And when he had come near to hear to her, the woman answered and said, "Are you Joab?" And he answered, "I am." Then she said to him, "Hear the words of your maidservant." And he answered, "I am listening." And so she spoke, saying, "They used to talk in former times, saying, they shall surely seek guidance at Abel. And so they would end disputes. I am among the peaceable and faithful in Israel. You seek to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why would you swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?" And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up and destroy. That is not so, but a man from the mountains of Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bichri by name, has raised his hand against the king, against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city." And so the woman said, "Watch, his head will be thrown to you over the wall." Then the woman in her wisdom went to all the people, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and threw it out to Joab. And then he blew a trumpet, and they withdrew from the city, every man to his tent. And so Joab returned to the king of Jerusalem, and Joab was over all the army of Israel. Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Cherethites and the Pelethites. Adoram was in charge of revenue. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder. Sheba was scribe. Zadok and Abithar were the priests, and Ira, the Gerite, was a chief minister under David. Psalm 7, a meditation of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. O Lord my God, in you I put my trust. Save me from all those who persecute me, and deliver me, lest they tear me like a lion, rending me in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity in my hand, if I have repaid evil to him who was at peace with me, or have plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue me and overtake me. Yes, let him trample my life in the earth, and lay my honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me to the judgments you have commanded. And so the congregation of the people shall surround you. For their sakes, therefore, return on high. The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me. O, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. He also prepares for himself instruments of death. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked bring forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. He made a pit and dug it out and has fallen into the ditch with which he made. His trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealings shall come down on his own crown. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. David avenges the Gibeonites, 2 Samuel 21, 1-14. Now, there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years, year after year, and David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered, "It is because of Saul and his bloodthirsty house, because he killed the Gibeonites." And so the king called the Gibeonites and spoke to them. Now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. The children of Israel had sworn protection to them, but Saul had sought to kill them in his zeal for the children of Israel and Judah. And therefore David said to the Gibeonites, "What shall I do for you? And with what shall I make atonement that you may bless the inheritance of the Lord?" And the Gibeonites said to him, "We have no silver or gold from Saul or from his house, nor shall you kill any man in Israel for us." And so he said, "Whatever you say, I will do for you." Then they answered the king, "As for the man who consumed us and plotted against us that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the territories of Israel, let 7 men of his descendants be delivered to us, and we will hang them before the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord chose." And the king said, "I will give them." But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because of the Lord's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. So the king took Armoni and Mephibosheth, the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bore to Saul, and the 5 sons of Michal, the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up for Adriel, the son of Barzillai, the Methusite, and he delivered them in the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them on the hill of the Lord. And so they fell, all 7 together, and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of the barley harvest. Now Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it for herself on the rock, for from the beginning of the harvest until the late rains poured on them from heaven, and she did not allow the birds of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. And David was told what Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, the concubine of Saul, had done. Then David went and took the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son from the men of Jabesh-Gilead, who had stolen them from the street of Beth-shan, where the Philistines had hung them up, after the Philistines had struck down Saul in Gilboa. And so he brought up the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son from them, and they gathered the bones of them who had been hanged, and they buried the bones of Saul and Jonathan his son in the country of Benjamin and Zelah, in the tomb of Kish his father. And so they performed all that the king commanded, and after that God heeded the prayer of the land. Battles against the Philistine giants, 2 Samuel 21, 15-22. When the Philistines were at war again with Israel, David and his servants with him went down and fought against the Philistines, and David grew faint. Then Ishbi Benam, who was one of the sons of the giants, the weight of whose bronze spear was 300 shekels, who was bearing a new sword, thought he could kill David, but Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, came to his aid and struck the Philistine and killed him. Then the man of David swore to him, saying, "You shall not go out. You shall go out no more with us to battle, lest you quench the lamp of Israel." Now it happened afterwards that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sibekai the Hushathite killed Saph, who was one of the sons of the giants. And again there was war at Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan, the son of Jair Ograim, the Bethlehemite, killed the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And yet again there was war at Gath, where there was a man of great stature who had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot, 24 in number. Then he also was born to the giant. And so when he defiled Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother, killed him. And these 4 were born to the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servant. Battles against the Philistines, 1 Chronicles 20, verses 4 to 8. Now it happened afterwards that war broke out at Gezer with the Philistines, at which time Sibekai the Hushathite killed Sipai, who was one of the sons of the giant, and they were subdued. And again there was war with the Philistines, and Elhanan the son of Jair killed Lamai, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And yet again there was war at Gath, where there was a man of great stature with 24 fingers and toes, 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot. And he also was born to the giant. And so when he defiled Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother, killed him. And these were born to the giant of Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. And that right there is our Bible reading for the last day of April, April 30th, 2024. You have made it through another month of Bible reading officially. Good job. Good job. And we will look forward to continuing on in the fifth month, May 1st, tomorrow morning. And but give yourself a pat on the back and take an extra swig from your daily Bible reading mug club mug if you have one. And just enjoy it. You've made it through 4 months of Bible reading through the New King James Version. So that's a great, great thing. And so praise God for it. But again, leave your comments, leave your reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark those down. And again, stay in the Word. Encourage others to do so. If you haven't already done so, I don't have my mug with me, but you can take a picture. I'm sorry, man. I need another cup of coffee today. Oof. Take a picture of yourself drinking from that cup and send it to me, 860-593-5735, and I will get it out there. We want to be an encouragement to others to be in the Word, and you're doing that, and sending that picture does so. And so so make sure you get it on to me if you haven't already done so. But that said, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we do thank you for another day that you've given to us. Thank you, God, for your Word. Thank you, God, that it is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, help us to place a big priority on it each and every single day. And, Lord, may we honor you, Lord, as a result. And, Lord, may you change us, Lord, as a result of it as well. Lord, we love you and we praise you. We give you this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.